and to thrill those audiences by certain exhibitions of nerve, for which his employers rewarded him on a scale commensurate with the thrills he produced. As I say, he did not look it. He was narrow-hipped, narrow-shouldered, and anemic, while he seemed not so much oppressed by gloom as by a sweet and gentle sadness, the weight of which was as sweetly and gently borne. For an hour I had been trying to get a story out of him, but he appeared to lack imagination. To him there was no romance in his gorgeous career, no deeds of daring, no thrills, nothing but a gray sameness and infinite boredom. Lions? Oh, yes, he had fought with them. It was nothing. All you had to do was to stay sober. Anybody could whip a lion to a standstill with an ordinary stick. He had fought one for half an hour once, just hit him on the nose every time he rushed, and when he got artful and rushed with his head down, why, the thing to do was to stick out your leg. When he grabbed at the leg, you drew it back and hit him on the nose again. That was all. With the faraway look in his eyes and his soft flow of words, he showed me his scars. There were many of them, and one recent one, where a tigress had reached for his shoulder and gone down to the bone. I could see the neatly mended rents in the coat he had on. His right arm, from the elbow down, looked as though it had gone through a threshing machine, what of the ravage wrought by claws and fangs. But it was nothing, he said. Only the old wounds bothered him somewhat when rainy weather came on. Suddenly his face brightened with a recollection, for he was really as anxious to give me a story as I was to get it. I suppose you've heard of the lion tamer who was hated by another man? He asked. He paused and looked passively at the sick lion in the cage opposite. Got the toothache, he explained. Well, the lion tamer's big play to the audience was putting his head in a lion's mouth. The man who hated him attended every performance in the hope sometime of seeing that lion crunch down. He followed the show about all over the country. The years went by, and he grew old, and the lion tamer grew old, and the lion grew old. And at last one day, sitting in a front seat, he saw what he had waited for. The lion crunched down, and there wasn't any need to call a doctor. The leopard man glanced casually over his fingernails in a manner which would have been critical had it not been so sad. Now that's what I call patience, he continued, and it's my style. But it was not the style of a fellow I knew. He was a little, thin, sawed-off, sword-swallowing and juggling Frenchman. Deville, he called himself. And he had a nice wife. She did trapeze work and used to dive from under the roof into a net, turning over once on the way as nice as you please. Deville had a quick temper, as quick as his hand, and his hand was as quick as the paw of a tiger. One day, because the ringmaster called him a frog-eater or something like that, and maybe a little worse, he shoved him against the soft pine background he used in his knife-throwing act. So quick, the ringmaster didn't have time to think, and there, before the audience, Deville kept the air on fire with his knives, sinking them into the wood all around the ringmaster, so close that they passed through his clothes and most of them bit into his skin. The clowns had to pull the knives out to get him loose, for he was pinned fast. So the word went around to watch out for Deville, and no one dared be more than barely civil to his wife. And she was a sly bit of baggage, too, only all hands were afraid of Deville. But there was one man, Wallace, who was afraid of nothing. He was the lion tamer, and he had the self-same trick of putting his head into the lion's mouth. He'd put it into the mouths of any of them, though he preferred Augustus, a big, good-natured beast who could always be depended upon. As I was saying, Wallace, King Wallace, we called him, was afraid of nothing, alive or dead. He was a king and no mistake. I've seen him drunk and on a wager go into the cage of a lion that had turned nasty and without a stick to beat him to a finish.